Chapter 12. The World of Psychology. Unit 23. Learning Through Multiple Intelligences. Howard Gardner is a psychologist who is best known for his theory of multiple intelligences. As described in his 1983 book, Frames of Mind, The Theory of Multiple Intelligences, the theory has very important implications for modern education. Gardner believes that intelligence is not easily measured because people process information in many different ways. For example, a class of English literature students may be studying the same poem. The processes by which they synthesize this information, however, may vary a great deal. Some might make sense of the work by listening to a lecture. Others might find it useful to privately reflect on their impressions of the work. Still others might benefit from engaging in a debate. Gardner's theory suggests that there are 7 main intelligences, possibly more. These are sometimes called learning styles. Individuals will usually learn best when they apply their primary learning style to an academic topic or skill. Intelligence in a given area is often associated with aptitudes for specific careers. People with a strong kinesthetic intelligence learn best by doing physical tasks. Careers associated with kinesthetic intelligence include dancing and acting. Those with an interpersonal learning style will benefit from interacting with others. A corresponding career might be social work. Musically intelligent people exhibit an affinity for recognizing pitch and tone. They may, for instance, become singers or conductors. Spatial intelligence relates to the ability to see objects in the mind. A strong artistic ability is also associated with this learning style. Engineers and architects are usually strong in this area. Intrapersonal types have a strong sense of self and work best individually. Many writers and poets fall into this category. The other intelligences are those that have dominated traditional academic environments. Linguistic intelligence implies that learning takes place best in environments where reading and writing activities are stressed. Taking notes, reading passages of text, and writing essays are all ways that linguistically intelligent people process chunks of information. These people also tend to communicate well in writing, a skill that is important for many evaluation methods. Logical intelligence concerns working with numbers and using reasoning to solve problems. These skills are stressed in a variety of math and science-related fields. Gardner's theory has gaining acceptance in many educational institutions across North America. Many academics now believe that there is a need to change the education system to cater to the variety of ways in which people learn. Institutions should offer more individualized instruction in classrooms by varying the ways in which material is presented. For example, instead of always reading stories aloud to students or lecturing on a topic, instructors should incorporate debates, dramatizations, or visual representations of the material. This will afford more students the opportunity to learn. Student choice in the way they will be evaluated is also recommended. Instead of requiring students to write a term paper, a task most suited to those with a strong linguistic intelligence, teachers could allow students to demonstrate their understanding through a creative project, a multimedia presentation, or a speech. Multiple intelligence theory also has implications for traditional IQ tests and other standardized tests. Gardner argues that these tests only measure a small number of intelligences, primarily linguistic and logical, and so do not reflect the whole intelligence of the individual. People who are not strong at math, for example, may be quite adept at communicating with others. Their test results, however, will not reflect this strength. Therefore, Gardner believes that such tests should be abandoned and that the education system should be reformed to value a broader definition of what it means to be an intelligent person. Many professional educators share his view. Multiple intelligence theory is gaining traction, but it is not without its critics, and it is still not accepted by the majority of educators. One common criticism is that these core proficiencies are better classified as abilities rather than intelligences. Nonetheless, widespread acceptance could fundamentally change how people think about learning and what it means to be intelligent.